Golden Globes. Nikki Glaser was the host. But before I get to a couple of things that Nikki Glaser said that kind of made me smile, I was shocked when I heard Amy Poehler accept the best podcast, which is a brand new category for the awards. Best podcast award. She accepted it from Snoop Dogg, which
is great.
I was gonna say,
what a whole little thing they got going on there. Snoop Dogg at the Golden Globes presenting Best Podcast.
Yeah, and actually he threw a little quip and said, hey, y'all better hope I don't decide to get into the podcast game, because before you were listening to podcasts in the car, you were listening to me like on the radio in the car. So anyways, so she accepts, and what she said had me shocked. I'll play it.
This is exactly how I pictured it. Snoop giving me the award. Thank you so much. Wow. Wow.
Okay, here it comes. And I think you'll hear it as soon as I do.
Thank you to Ben Davis.
What? We can only assume she means you, sir.
She didn't clarify. My wife turns to me and goes, did you just hear that?
And at that point, you could have been like, hey, yeah, I wanted to tell you I had this little side gig.
I was helping Amy Poehler get her podcast off the ground. Yeah, just in case.
Thank you to Ben Davis.
Mm. Wow. We need to make that into a promo ASAP. Amy Poehler's favorite radio show.
That's right. That's
Thank
right.
you, Ben Davis.
And Kelly Kay. Yeah. But yeah, she said Ben Davis in the list of thank yous.
Did you look up? No, we shouldn't look up.
Who cares,
what
Kelly?
Ben Davis she was really referring to.
Well,
we're just going to go with you.
I'm offense you. That you would assume it's not even me.
You're offense.
Can't even believe that you would think.
I think it's totally you.
If Amy Poehler says,
thank you to Ben Davis.
That is not immediately thought of as me.
In Louisville, Kentucky, just because I decided to just shout out a random person.
A random radio show when I was flying through. I heard this show on 99.7 DJX.
I wanted to thank them at the Golden Globes.
And it got me into the whole podcast game. I thought, listen, if this show can do it, anyone can.
That's probably it.
And so that's what made me dive into the podcast realm. And here I stand before you. Accepting the Golden Globe.
I'll go with you on that path.
Thank you.
Thinking.
Thank you.
I will.
Thank you.
I'll back it up.
So again, that was my wife kind of does a double take, looks at me. Did you just hear that? I say, well, yeah, I did.
then you just immediately be like, well, sure. Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. Going to have to clip that. That's for sure.
Yep.
Nikki Glaser. Yes. Host of the Golden Globes. Does the standard joke with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Sure.
But she actually acknowledges that it is a tired joke.
Leonardo DiCaprio is here for one man bun after another. Oh, what a career you've had. I mean, countless iconic performances. You've worked with every great director. You've won 3 Golden Globes, an Oscar. And the most impressive thing is that you were able to accomplish all of that before your girlfriend turned 30. I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. So standard joke, but she
latest girlfriend.
She acknowledges that.
Yes.
I'm sorry I made that joke. It's cheap. You know what? I tried not to, but like, we don't know anything else about you, man. Like, there's nothing else. Like, open up.
That's true.
I searched. The most in-depth interview you've ever given was in Teen Beat magazine in 1991. Is your favorite food still pasta, pasta, and more pasta? Look it up. That's real.
So she even acknowledges it. She was like, look, it was a low joke, but that's the only thing we know.
Yep. That's it. That's why we keep harping on it. Also, like at a mid-show recap, she did bring up that there are searches for pasta, pasta, and more pasta.
Which is fantastic. She did dig into the Kevin Hart and The Rock bromance.
Kevin Hart is here. The The Rock's plus one half. Love you, Kevin. Kevin is obviously nominated for his hilarious stand-up special tonight. I love you so much, Kevin. You're so funny. And you and The Rock together are like my favorite comedy duo. I just, you're like a Steve Martin and Martin Short, but for like people under 50 IQ. You know what I mean? Like,
hey! Wait.
Oh. We need movies too.
So she digs in herself a little bit.
Jumanji next level. Was it? I'm just saying.
Anyways.
Wow.
Golden Globes last night. Speaking of Golden Globes, Golden, a big winner. Best original song.
Sure.
Obviously, K-pop Demon Hunters had a huge 2025, so.
You expected it.
Yeah,
yes.
that was a big winner.
It was a phenomenon.
Yep. And One Battle After Another was kind of the big winner last night. Four Golden Globes and Best Picture in a musical or a comedy. So there you go. But the one takeaway, if you know and remember nothing else, Amy Poehler's acceptance speech for Best Podcast.
Thank you to Ben Davis.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
And you're welcome.
And you need to give yourself a theme. Stephanie's like, why are you not giving yourself?
Oh, yeah.
But yes, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that makes you a Golden Globe winner, too. She would not be standing up there without you, apparently.
Ben Davis.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Amy Poehler. I'm happy to finally be recognized.
First the Marconi, now Amy Poehler's Golden Globe.
It was funny. We were out with friends yesterday afternoon, and they were like, yeah, Golden Globes tonight. But is it a Marconi? I'm like, no.
Nay, nay.
Anyways, all right. And there you go. It's 99.7 DJX.